Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Robert Brands being back on the show. Robert is our innovation guy. He is the innovation coach. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, and he is our good friend. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here this morning.
Good to have you back. Hey, congratulations. Folks, you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. Robert's a new article he wrote, Eight-Step Process Perfects New Product Development, was recently chosen as the number one, not number two or three, number one on the Innovation Excellence list of the top 100 innovation articles for 2013. How about that? Robert, well, congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And it's so important to really provide useful material for your audience and the readers over the year. So
number one in innovation excellence. I mean, as I said, Rob, I've been telling my folks for a long time, no chopped liver here. We got just the best people. And you also were chosen as one of the top 40 innovation bloggers for 2013. So congratulations on that. And I wanted you to talk about the article in a minute, but before you do that, I want you to set the audience up again with your approach to innovation.
Okay, Jim, great, thank you. And so, first, kudos to innovationexcellence.com because they're a great consolidation site for all kind of innovation bloggers, and they track and post all the best articles around. So, what Robert's Rules of Innovation is all about? It's all about the 10 imperatives on how to create and sustain innovation. And I'm talking about imperatives, about must-haves, from inspiration where you as a business leader or business owner really got to inspire yourself and the people around you, your customers and your associates. It has to do with risk-taking, having a new product development process. And no matter how small you are, you might even have a simple Excel spreadsheet to keep track of the process you want to take it through. But it's about ownership and accountability, ultimately really about value creation, you know, so that your customers want to buy it for the right price. It's about idea management, coming up regularly with great ideas, observe and measure, and last but not least, net result, net reward. And the book came out in 2010. It's doing well, especially in leadership and small businesses. Mm-hmm. But what's important is I try to remind my readership and my followers every 2 weeks with articles that drill down deeper into one of these one of these 10 items, and I post those on innovationcoach.com because no matter how good you are in innovation or how well you're doing today in the product life cycle, ultimately you will crest. You have to renew yourself over and over because if you don't innovate, you will die. You know, it is so...
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said to the audience in the first segment, Robert, when I was telling them you were going to come here, and that is that innovation is not like 50 years ago when you could come up with a great idea and build a product around it and then dine off of it for the next generation. Innovation today is driven by customer expectations, not by your competitors, not by somebody else's innovations, but by your customers' expectations, which are constantly and increasingly evolving faster and faster. Robert, what do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, this whole social media power, so to say, where customers immediately share whether they love something or they hate it. Once they love it, they will get the word out, and you will get traction. But you touch on a very good point that life cycles are getting shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. People are really observing what's happening in the market. You have to be quick and react and really give the opportunity to grow. It's incredibly challenging because there's no more developing in a number of years and thinking that the product life cycle of any product is going to last longer than 3 to 5 years.
Well, that's exactly right. When I was coming up, you know, and for centuries, Robert, as you know, people could create something and they could make a living on it. They could give their children, the children could make a living on it. But today, that whole, I call it the model generation. In my book, Age of the Customer, I call it the model generation. That's down to like 90 days now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've learned it the hard way. The background of my family was in the wool industry in the south of Holland. And
right.
They stuck with it after the Second World War. They did not innovate, and ultimately alternative materials came on the market, and they went out of business. So, you know, and you don't have the luxury anymore of years anymore.
I think
nowadays you talk about months.
It's incredibly fast. Robert, and give us the website again, please.
So it's innovationcoach.com or robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
All right. And so when we come back, we're going to get into this award-winning article that was number one by Innovation Excellence magazine after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.